Let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Hebrews 10:24-25. You know, whether I'm writing, recording, or performing a song, my hope and my prayer has always been that God would use it to encourage someone who hears it, in some way to say or sing something that will stir up good things like hope and faith and love in the heart of another. Now, God doesn't need the prayer or intention of a songwriter or a musician to do that, but joining him in that process, partnering with him in his work, in the lives of each other, is an incredible privilege and a gift. And it's true for all of us, whether we're singing a song or teaching algebra, bagging someone's groceries, or sitting with a friend at a coffee shop. God has created us to do life together. He knows life is hard and that we need encouragement. That's why the writer of Hebrews said we should care about showing up and spending time with each other. God has promised that there's a day coming when life won't be hard anymore. All the broken things will be made whole. All the sad things will come untrue, as Gandalf tells Frodo. That's what God's word promises. He will wipe every tear from our eyes. In the meantime, however, we are going to face difficult moments that tempt us to lose heart. The Bible tells us that as well. We'll experience hard days that tempt us to lose faith. Sometimes we'll even walk through dark seasons that tempt us to lose hope. And God wants to use us to encourage each other in those moments, days, and seasons. There's always some mystery in that process because we don't usually know the specifics. For example, I can pray for God to use a song in someone's life, but I don't know how, when, or why he'll do that. Most of the time, I won't even know about it, and that's okay. The truth is, no matter what work God gives us, it's not up to us to figure it all out. God is able to do far more abundantly than anything we can ever ask or imagine, as Ephesians 3:20 tells us. And the part that God has given us to do is simply show up and look for ways to encourage each other, however we can and as often as we can. And if we're willing, he will use us along the way to help others not lose heart.